Yo, Jay.
Yo, what's up? Got everything good to go?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. So, welcome to the Black Weed Podcast. My name is Tyrant. I'm here with Jank. Introduce yourself, Jank.
What up, what up? What's up, man? Name's Jank,
What's
got some
going on,
drink.
man? But
My boy.
all right, so basically we're just here discussing all type of anime stuff. And we're gonna start off with, something near and dear to my heart that, kind of pisses me off a little bit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we feel it, bro. Let's go. Let them know what's going on, man. Let them know what's
Man,
going on.
listen, man. I don't know what the fuck Toriyama doing, man, but like I don't feel like Vegeta gets the shine that he deserves, man. And we was talking about this, but like just pretty much just tell everybody what happened.
All right, so basically, so Toriyama, Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball Z series, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, all of that good stuff. He didn't have part in GT, so we're going to put that out there right now. But anyway, basically, he doesn't like the character Vegeta, and he's been wanting to get rid of him for a while. So what he's been doing, just to be, he's a creator. He can be petty, whatever he wants to do. So what he's been doing is like make it seem like Vegeta's gonna get the up top on the main villain. As you guys know, if you guys paid attention to the Dragon Ball Z lore, Dragon Ball lore, all of that, Vegeta has not ever defeated a major villain. He's never had. And whenever he tries, it makes it seem like he's done it, even though there's always some type of sacrifice he's doing to do it. But then it always ends up like, oh, well, shit. He just got fucked up. And Goku has to come in there and save the damn day, like every single time. We're gonna take the first one that we're gonna say right now. We're gonna take the Frieza, for instance, when Vegeta thought he went Super Saiyan, he was throwing hands, blows with Frieza. Frieza was like, nah, I'm just gonna use my feet with you, bro. Yeah, basically,
That was
yeah,
cold,
that's
man.
basically a cure. That was cold. That they should have didn't like that. But that was basically Kira Toriyama saying, I'm only keeping this character around because fans like him. But I personally don't like him. So I'm going to make him look like the biggest fucking idiot of them all. So Vegeta gets killed, blah 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 blah. And spoilers for all you guys that have not seen Dragon Ball Z, you should definitely go watch it. It's a great,
Man,
amazing
that shit 20
anime.
years old. If they
Favorite.
ain't watch it by now, fuck them. Whatever.
Exactly, man. But basically, like another instance, the Majin Buu saga, the whole Vegeta blowing himself up with the final explosion, thinking he
Hey,
got rid of Majin Buu, next thing you know.
listen now. Listen.
Like, hey,
That's a
he's the
heartstring
one.
moment, man. Don't do this to us.
I'm not trying to, because like I said, I'm not a Goku fan at all. I'm actually a Trunks fan, and I'm more of on the Vegeta side than, than Goku. Like, I love Vegeta's character. He has the most character development in the show, honestly.
Facts.
Well, besides Piccolo. Those two have the most character development in the whole entire
Speaking
series.
of which, let me plug this. Hashtag Piccolo Dad.
I don't know how they did. I don't know why they did Piccolo that way, but we kind of get sidetracked. We back to the Vegeta jump, but But yeah, about the Vegeta thing, Final Explosion was a very sentimental moment. Vegeta has his shine. He had his shine in that moment. But then Majin Buu regenerated, made a sacrifice for nothing, basically. I don't know why they do him dirty like that. But then again, it's Akira Toriyama. If Akira Toriyama has a part in it, he's going to fuck with Vegeta fans.
Hey, for
So.
real, because like, bruh, and when Majin Buu came back, I was like, man, this was for nothing.
Yeah, man. And it's like. They always do him dirty. I will say he's one of my favorite characters, but my favorite character is Trunks, even though Trunks is basically a saga character. It's not really a main character, but he's a saga character.
Facts.
But facts, but yeah, I just like the fact of the motherfucker got in the sword and chopping niggas up. I'm not gonna even gonna lie to you. But
Hey, for real. Hey, because everybody jumped on the Trunks bandwagon when that man did Frieza like that.
Exactly. I'm not even gonna lie, and that's not even. I honestly, that's when he caught my attention. I mean, yeah, they did him dirty in the cell side by death beaming this man to the chest, but it's all good though. He got wished back, went back to the future, did his thing. But back to examples of Akira Toriyama not liking Vegeta. You know, okay, for those of you that have not seen the Tournament of Power arc, you know how Vegeta, like, oh, Vegeta hit Jiren with the final flash. Jiren gave him some props for it. He's like, okay, I see you got a little bit more strength than, you know, basically proceeds to beat the shit out of him. But then Goku come up in there and they tag team him. Blah, blah,
Hey, boy,
blah.
hey, fuck Jiren. That's all I gotta say. Fuck Jiren.
And then another instance of Vegeta. We gonna rewind back. Another instance of Vegeta not getting his shine where he deserved it is when Frieza did that fucking bullshit when he came back to life and then the revival of Frieza movie.
That's what
Basically,
I was gonna bring that up, right? I was gonna wait for you to take a break. I was gonna bring that up and how Vegeta was about to take that man out, but fucking Frieza ended up destroying the fucking planet and shit. So I had to rewind time and shit, and then Goku come through in the clutch. Like, come on, man.
Basically, and it's not even because of Vegeta was like toy run. Vegeta was like, nah, bro, like you will catch this work. All these years that you put my race under this bullshit, all these years that I was serving you and you was doing me dirty, nah, you about to catch this work. And Vegeta was putting it in them hands, though. He really was. He was about to finish him off, but Frieza pulled some bullshit. He talks, oh, I'm not going to die by myself. I'm taking you with me, type shit. But then they rewind time on his ass. And then another instance, it's like, it's so many other instances where you can tell Toriyama doesn't like the character. All of the shade. Yes, Vegeta is a better father than Goku. He will always be a better father
Oh,
than Goku.
I'm a
Yes,
deadbeat.
Vegeta is a better than Goku.
Everybody know that man a deadbeat, man. But they still love that man because he's like, oh, he does all of this to save the planet, so he gives up being a good father to save the planet. Yo, so what? This man ain't never once actually raised Goten. Like, this
Or
man was dead when
Gohan.
Goten.
Yeah,
I mean, with Goten.
the most time he spent with Gohan was in the hyperbolic time chamber and in the time between the Cell Tournament saga, which all of those, if you actually pay attention, all of those episodes that was going on Dragon Ball Z, they were fillers. They weren't even a part of the actual manga, so they're not even, that actually didn't even happen. They were filler episodes. So really, it has no relevancy in the story. And it's not even canon to the story. So basically, what they showed you in the manga, how he was in the hyperbolic time train chamber, that was it.
All right,
All those episodes in the show, just fillers.
with all this knowledge, knowing Vegeta ain't never really gonna get his shine, right? So even through all of that, do you think Toriyama would ever even once just give this man one dub?
To be honest with you, I don't know, because I don't know his viewpoints on Vegeta now. I do know he said this a while back in an interview that he doesn't really like the character Vegeta. And that I figured that would be some play into why he treats Vegeta like that. Like he'd be like, okay, Vegeta's gonna get this W. Next thing you know, oh, never the fuck mind. He got his ass whooped. As usual. And he never beat a major villain. He never beat a major villain or
So
antagonist.
does Vegeta get a dub if he beat a major villain fused with Goku? Does he get a dub for that?
I mean, if you're talking about that, you're talking about movies. The
It don't
movies
matter.
have no canon.
You already know when this shit drop in July, you already know that the first like 20 something episodes or 30 something episodes is gonna be the fucking movie just spanned over the episode.
Yeah, but if you notice that you should still watch them, because if you notice, the movies go into details about things. But you know how Dragon Ball Super adapted the Battle of the Gods and they adapted the Revival of Frieza movies into the show, and you notice how they did a lot of things different in the show than they did in the movie.
Hey, I'm gonna be 100. Watching Super, I skipped all that shit.
You need to go back,
I'm not
like,
going
bro, go back and
like,
watch it.
cause like I was watching it, right? And I think I watched like the first like three or four episodes, and I was like, this is just a fucking movie. Let me skip this shit.
Nah, but there's noticeable difference. Like during the Battle of the Gods part, you remember how the
Yeah, the
Bulma had
artwork is
all the.
terrible.
Yeah, you remember how they had. Now, the artwork was terrible. It was. But Bulma had a party in like a like at her place. In the show, she had a party on a boat. And the fight scenes in the anime version over the Battle of the Gods movie, there was a lot more fight scenes between Goku and Beerus. There was a lot more action in the show than in the movie, which I did like the action in the show, even though the artwork was terrible, even though all of that was horrible. The fight scenes were better.
Animation was garbage, bro.
It was trash. The animation was trash, but the fight scenes were better than the movie. It was more action in the show than it was in the movie.
So this whole thing with Vegeta, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence in Vegeta getting a dub in this next season?
I don't know, man, because the movie has already established that Goku, they fused together, and they beat him.
That's what I'm saying. Does he get a dub for that?
Which they didn't really even beat him because, you know, if y'all seen the movie, spoiler alert like a motherfucker, if you seen the movie, this girl that had a thing for Broly wished his ass away. So basically, Broly was losing. Yeah, he was losing. But they didn't necessarily beat him.
Come on now. Come on, bro.
He was waxing that ass. But the thing was, they was trying to finish this shit quick. They were trying to finish it quick because, as you know, the legendary Super Saiyan, he gets more powerful as the fight drags on. Y'all saw that shit.
That's true. Yeah.
He was just getting more powerful. Motherfucker, like, his hair started turning more tints of green, if y'all noticed that.
Hell yeah, man. And you can't lie, man. That the Frieza parts was just, those are probably the end all be all of the movies, bro. Because that thing with Paragus, man.
It was hilarious. Like, honestly, Frieza was the highlight of that movie, man, because he was doing so much shit that you would not expect Frieza to do. But then again, you can low-key see him doing some shit like that because he has a big-ass fucking ego.
Yeah. All right, but like I said, next season, man, I think he's going to take a dub somewhere, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, maybe. Akira Toriyama might change his views on the character. I don't know. Maybe, but as long as he's been doing the Dragon Ball Z, he didn't touch Dragon Ball GT. I'm letting you guys know that right now. That was not his work. And then with Dragon Ball Super, I don't know. It's like hundreds and hundreds of episodes of that. Like, we don't know. We don't know, man. And I'm not going to pretend to be like I do know, because I don't. I just know from interviews that he doesn't like the character Vegeta.
Okay. All right. So now we got that established, man. Next topic. Now, all right. So My Hero, right? You know, everybody's loving it. Is it Big Three right now? Is that Big Three?
Is it Big Three? Honestly, it's a mainstream anime. So is it
Big Three? That's what makes it Big Three. Yeah. Is that Big Three?
I mean, I think it's Big Three topic. I mean, that, Black Clover, and what's the other one? Big Three. What's, like, I haven't really been keeping up with anime too much lately, but I've watched all of My Hero up to the point where it stopped. Actually, yeah, Big Three. My Hero, Black Clover, and Attack on Titan. Those are the Big Threes right now.
You think Attack on Titan Big Three?
Do you not know the hype for Attack on
Titan? I know, but, like, does it? Okay, so my thing is, like, I don't really fuck with Black Clover. I tried watching it, bro. I'm gonna be honest with you. It ain't my thing. It seems overhyped for no reason. Like,
they're going with the Naruto vibe, man.
It just doesn't seem, it doesn't draw me in for any reason whatsoever.
It's going with the Naruto vibe, man. It's the next Naruto, honestly. I mean,
I don't know, man. I don't see it.
I want to be the Wizard King. And then there's two people that are fighting to be the Wizard King. Come on, man. That is classic Naruto.
That is
Naruto.
That is a lot of biting right there. That seems a lot of bitten plot right there.
Yeah, My Hero is pretty original when it comes to that. I mean, One Punch Man implements the same thing.
Which is my question. Does My Hero live up to the hype that it's given? Or is it just a really good anime that people are blowing
its proportion? It's a very good anime. Like, because, dude, I've been reading that manga before it even became animated. And I was always wondering, when would this get animated? And then next thing you know, I popped it up. Like, one day, I was like, My Hero's getting animated. I was like, what? Okay, let's go. It's time for me to hop on this. So I started watching it, man, and I already knew most of the stuff that was going to happen. I mean, the manga's not done. The manga is not done. So I'm not going to spoil it for any of y'all because I'm ahead of the show. If y'all don't have the manga, if y'all haven't read the manga, read it. But I'm not going to spoil it for y'all. But
listen,
big three, yes, big three, definitely big three.
But here's the thing with that, though. Like, people that have actually read the manga for My Hero, they already know what's about to happen. And they know shit about to get real, real. So, like,
oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Now, that right there, us just knowing that part right there, yeah, okay, we could say that lives up to the hype. But the first to the middle of the second season,
yeah,
it was just a really good anime that people hyped up. And then after that second half of season two, I was like, okay, yeah, this is something to look forward to. Now, people was hyping it up since it began. Like, I'm talking, I think when Deku was like just finished the training or whatever, and he was like on the beach or whatever, crying and shit like he normally does. Which I don't get that. Why the fuck is he crying so much?
Because he's an emotional. He's okay. I mean, you grew up in a world full of heroes, people that are getting these quirks and getting powers, and you're like the only one around that doesn't really have a quirk. I mean, and then that was what you aspire to be, a hero. Yo, Almighty is your greatest hero, dude. Like, come on, it's somebody you looked up to as a child. I mean, and then finding out that your parents have powers and all of that, but your friends have powers, all of that. You're growing up in isolation. You're getting bullied because you don't have powers. When you finally get something and you finally achieve something, even though it was just given to you, I mean, who's going to help but not be emotional about that?
Like, I can't fuck with that point right there. You're right. But
it's you got to think of it as more of the human aspect of how a person would really be. That's how a human would actually react to a situation, unless they're like super overly positive. But he never knew when he was going to get a quirk. He grew up as a kid not having powers at all when there's kids developing their quirks. And then the doctor also told him that if he hasn't developed it by now, he's not going to get one.
Yeah.
There's a certain age limit that if they don't hit it, they won't get a quirk.
But with everything added to that, Midoriya as a character, Bakugo as a character, and everybody, because you know with most animes, you know you have your MC, bruh. You got your main character, right? Now,
exactly.
Now, I will give My Hero credit for this. Everybody's a fucking main character, bruh. Like, it's like you got 15 different fucking main characters and you care about all of them. And if whoever says they don't care about all of them is a fucking liar.
I mean, look at it this way. Okay, so they're not really main characters. They're more like, okay, supporting characters. Supporting characters.
Hell no, bro.
No, listen. Bear with me.
You were saying, try to tell me that fucking Uraraka and fucking all the rest of them, you trying to tell me all of them are supporting?
Listen, I'm not saying Uraraka is a supporting character. There's usually, when it comes to animes, there's usually like at least minimum three main characters. Maximum, I'll say probably about five or six. Okay. And the rest of everybody else, they're not side characters, because side characters are people that don't really get that much attention, and they're just characters that are just there for a certain arc. Like, say, for instance, like Trunks. Trunks, honestly, I love Trunks to death in Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, he's super support, bruh.
But he's a support character. He's not a side character because he has his own arc. He's a support character. But characters like the little short dude with the little ball in his head. I can't remember his name.
So you're trying to tell me that he ain't a main character?
You know, main characters are the people that usually pop up in mostly all the episodes.
Bruh, he's in most of the episodes.
No, there's episodes where he's not in there. Bruh. He's just one of the characters I'm using as an example. Not all of them.
Right, he an MC, bruh.
I mean,
you ain't gonna do my little man like that.
If you were calling the MC, when you call people MCs, they're more prominent in the show. They're more their relevancy in the show is highlighted. That's what you determine.
You're talking all that shit about Lil Man. Watch this. Watch when that man come in the clutch. I don't want to hear shit from you.
He already did came in clutch.
That was the first season. But I'm talking about when he come like big man clutch.
He came in clutch when they got attacked by the villains in the school. He came in clutch then. He came in clutch in a lot of situations, but I'm not saying I'm not disrespecting his character. I'm just saying he's not a main character.
I ain't gonna tell you how hurt I feel right now because you ain't about to just disrespect Grape like that.
It's like, okay, I'm gonna use an example. It's like calling. I'm not gonna disrespect him by saying Yamcha. So
I already knew you was gonna say Yamcha. I knew Yamcha was gonna come up in some part of this discussion. I knew Yamcha was gonna be brought up somehow, some way.
And it's like Yamcha, he was a main character at one point, but now Yamcha, he's not even a supporting character anymore. He's more of a side character now. He's not in the show.
That's like a full blown joke.
And it's like he's a gag. It's a Dragon Ball Z gag now. Ever since he got killed by Cyberman, he was not taken seriously anymore after that.
But y'all can't act like that Wolf Fang Fist wasn't fucking people up.
Okay, you know the reason why Yamcha is one of the most strongest characters in Dragon Ball Z Fighters?
Oh,
because he's a gag character.
That's my main one of the fighters.
Because he's a gag character, that's why he's one of the combo's heavy characters and the easiest characters to use in that game.
Oh yeah,
because he's a gag character. But you know, back to the My Hero topic, man. I mean, I'm not disrespecting Lil Man. I'm not at all. I don't think he's main character material. And there's a lot of evidence to back that up with. It's like, man, he doesn't have. He's not the most prominent member of it. You got Todoroki. Todoroki is one of the main characters as well. I'd say what's his name? Dude with glasses. Like, I don't remember their names.
Tenya.
I watch the show, guys. I do watch the show. I just don't remember their names.
Either Tenya.
Tenya. Yeah, he's all right, and we back.
Yeah, man. So basically, we're kind of running out of time anyway, man. So, end all be all. Does My Hero live up to the hype?
Man, I definitely think it does. I mean, like I said, a lot of people were reading this manga way before it even came out to be animated. And it took a while. But they had to get some good source material from the manga. I mean, they couldn't really just pick up right when it, you know, started publishing. So, they had to, you know, do their thing and just wait. So, does it live up to the hype? Yes, it really does. Does it deserve all of the hype that it gets? I'm going to go and say not really, because there's other great anime out there that you guys can check out. Like, say for instance, you got a certain magical index. You can check that out. The source material is actually a light novel, just like Sword Art Online. It came from a light novel, not a manga. And it's a pretty good watch. And then you got the spin-off series called a certain scientific railgun. That's a spin-off series for that show. And they're also releasing another spin-off show called Scientific Accelerator. Mm-hmm. And it's actually following the story of one of the antagonists of the show, which he turned into basically kind of like an anti-hero type character. So I recommend you guys check out those shows. They deserve some hype too. My Hero Academia is hyped. Yep, it lives up to the hype. But does it deserve all that hype? No, because there's so much other things you guys can check out. Do I like the show? I love the show. But
word, and like if you guys are kind of tired of the mainstream anime, there are some older animes that you guys can probably check out. Like my boy Philip. Hey, shout out to Philip. He got me onto Akame ga Kill, which that right there is crazy. And then I also check out Elfen Lied. Now that one, that's another crazy one right there.
Elfen Lied is really old. Also, it is. Check out the manga Elfen Lied. There's some noticeable differences. Also, check out the manga Agami Kill. It completely is different from the anime series. The animated series ended I'm just going to say it ended with a big disappointment. You want more Agame Kill? If you already watched Agame Kill, read the manga. You will get a lot better read out of it because it complete the anime completely diverges off at a certain point. There's like, honestly, it's a better, if you guys seen the ending, it's a better ending in the manga. So read that. You guys will enjoy it a lot more than the anime ending. There's some people that might enjoy the anime ending. Personally, I don't like the anime ending.
Oh, the anime was fire to me.
Anime was fire. The ending sucked. I don't like the ending. And that's my personal opinion. But there's some people that like the ending of it. There's going to be a lot of differences you're going to notice in the manga. A lot. I think you guys will like the changes.
Yeah, man. So y'all guys check that out. And like I said, it's always good to read better than it is to watch. So we'll see you guys next time. And we got some more for you. All right. Later, Jank.
All right. All right. Later. Later, bro. You take it easy, man.
All right, bro.
Thanks for having me here.